Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly on a hamster wheel? Work, errands, social media, emails that never ends right. Today, we're tackling something crucial in our always-on world. The power of solitude and quiet time for mental renewal. You know, that feeling when your mind is racing, your thoughts are bouncing off the walls, and you just need a moment to breathe. That's where solitude comes in, your secret weapon against burnout and stress. Think about it, our brains crave downtime. We're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and demands. It's like trying to run on empty all the time. Solitude is like hitting the reset button, giving you a mind space to process, recharge, and come back stronger. It's not just about being alone, it's about creating intentional moments of quiet reflection where you can connect with yourself on a deeper level. Let's break down why this matters. First off, solitude is like mental gym time for your brain. It helps sharpen focus and creativity. Ever notice how some of your best ideas come when you're taking a walk in nature or just letting your mind wander? That's because quiet time allows your subconscious to work its magic. No distractions, no interruptions, just pure, unadulterated thinking power. Next up, solitude is a major stress buster. Think of it like hitting the pause button on life's crazy soundtrack. When you give yourself space to breathe and reflect, you can better manage those overwhelming emotions that come with daily pressures. It's not about avoiding challenges, it's about equipping yourself to handle them with more clarity and resilience. Here's another crucial point. Solitude fosters self-awareness. By quieting the external noise, you create space for introspection. You start noticing your thoughts, feelings, and patterns, things you might miss when you're constantly on autopilot. This self-discovery can be incredibly powerful, helping you understand yourself better and make more conscious choices in all areas of your life. Now, let's talk about the benefits for your relationships. Ever notice how being alone sometimes helps you connect with others even better? It's true. When you invest in solitude, you come back to relationships feeling refreshed and more present. You're not bringing baggage from a busy week or a cluttered mind, you're showing up fully engaged and ready to connect on a deeper level. Finally, remember that solitude isn't about being antisocial, it's about finding balance. We all need connection, but we also need time to recharge and cultivate our inner world. It's like charging your phone, you wouldn't run it until it died, would you? Treat yourself with the same respect. Picture this. You're stressed out from work, deadlines are looming, and you feel like you're constantly juggling a million things. You find yourself getting snappy with friends and family, feeling overwhelmed and irritable. But then, you decide to carve out 30 minutes for solitude, maybe a walk in the park, some quiet time reading, or simply sitting in silence with your thoughts. When you return to your day, you feel calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle whatever comes your way. You're less reactive, more patient, and genuinely present in your interactions. The beauty of solitude is that it's adaptable to your life. It doesn't have to be hours-long retreats or monastic experiences. Start small 10 minutes of quiet meditation, a mindful walk before work, or simply putting away your phone for an hour each evening. The key is consistency and intentionality. So, my friends, let's make solitude a non-negotiable part of our lives. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity for mental well-being, creativity, and deeper connections. You deserve that space to recharge, reflect, and come back stronger than ever. What will you do today to carve out some quiet time for yourself? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and remember, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is simply be still.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.